Greetings, Earthlings. Welcome back to the Straight Spirit Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. Before I get into this evening's episode, I'd just like to remind you guys that my private readings are on sale. They're special. They're only 10 Australian dollars for a half hour to full hour recorded message. I'll put the link in the description box if you'd like to purchase one. If you want to support the podcast in any way, feel free to buy me a coffee through the same link. It's all the same website. Okay, now I got that business out of the road. How you doing, guys? I hope you've been well. Welcome, new listeners. Hello to old listeners. I really love watching the analytics on my podcast go up, and I just see how many listens you guys are putting in, and it means the world. I do notice, and I do hope that somehow, some way, this podcast is going to help somebody someday. So anyway, this case that I'm going to read for this evening, before I go further, I want to say it's all alleged. I am a psychic medium, a real one, yes, and sometimes the messages coming through get misconstrued or interpreted in a different way than someone else might interpret them. So I'm just going to give you flat out what I see, hear, and feel, like all of it, everything coming through. I'm going to give it to you all, and you guys do with it what you think is right, as in you determine the meaning, if you will. Does that make sense? So I always say in my private readings, if for example, I see a purple butterfly, I might interpret it one way, and you, the listeners, might interpret it another way. And of course, if you have any information, factual information, to help in the investigation of this case, please send it through to the authorities. Yeah, but definitely all alleged. Don't come at me. I really do have the best intentions. I just want to see what's what from sources' perspective. So Jeremiah Rivers, J.O., I think was his nickname, went missing in 2021, way out bush in Queensland. They haven't found him, which in itself is peculiar, given the climate, given what the countryside is like here. I would imagine that he wouldn't be that far. You know, anyway, that's my logical side coming through, that he, you know, one would have logically thought that perhaps they would have found him by now. But let me tap into the spirit side of things and see what comes up. You'll hear me scribbling in my notebook here. So we've got the full moon, I think, full moon, or at least a very bright moon shining out the window right now, which is significant to me. It always is. Okay. First thing I want to say is that I do feel his energy very, very strongly. He did a step forward next to me on my left-hand side, which is usually where spirit goes. They go all over, but quite often I feel them on my left-hand side. That does not mean that he has passed. I'm not going to make any judgment on that at the moment because I haven't quite looked into it, but it is quite a good indication that he may have, given his energy is strong. I do feel him strongly, like I said. So I've had readings where I've brought energy through as spirit, but they were still alive. So I can, of course, read the energy of people still living. Doesn't mean anything nefarious or bad has happened to him. It doesn't mean that he has passed, but it is possible given that he is showing up right now quite strongly. Okay. I'm going to try my best not to mince my words and just let it come out. No filter. So all due respect to Jeremiah's family as well. And his culture. One of the other first things that I picked up was that I felt like I was walking on clouds. Like he was talking about really soft shoes, like really good sneakers. So maybe he was a sneakerhead or he had a few good pairs, but I feel him walking through the bush and I can feel like I'm walking on soft, soft sneakers, like soft clouds, like decent footwear, even though it's not perhaps bush. Bush wear safe or approved. It's definitely like he's not walking around in pluggers or thongs, for those who have no idea what I'm talking about. I feel I'm like soft footing, soft shoes, comfortable, like pillows, like clouds. He's just talking about how comfortable they are. He's talking about keeping them clean too, like reasonably clean. Definitely getting sneakerhead vibes. Or at least I heard fit. His fit, like his outfit. A certain style. He's got like a jersey on. And he's pulling up with both hands on either side of his collarbones and his chest, shoulders, and he's pulling it up and like up and down. It's hard to describe, but I'm doing it right now. I'm like pulling up on the sides of the shoulders and like showing off his clothes. I heard baller. I don't know if he didn't actually play ball or he just liked wearing baller's clothes. He's going, but then it's also the sense of the word is in like. You remember how people used to say that he's a baller? Well, that's ball. Like, then that's cool. That's like, oh my goodness. Here's me trying to describe it. What are some other words? That's dope. That's cool. That's sick. That's wicked. That's a baller. That kind of energy. He's going, was handsome. Like, look at this face. I can feel his mom or like aunties grabbing him by the chin. Like, look at this face. But he's saying himself, he's handsome. I am noting the tense that is being used there. It did not escape my notice. I wonder if he ever wore do-rags or like, this sounds weird, something on his head, but like hats or caps or ball caps or something to like match his fit, you know what I mean? And he definitely knew what he was doing. Like, even if he wasn't, okay, he's a bit offended at this, even if he wasn't the most stylish person around, he doesn't like me saying that, but it's like it was always some intention, like the red jersey or the red singlet with the red shoes, or like the white hat with the white, like matching something. Something's always, it's always got a fit. Fit keeps coming up. I'm also getting the size too. Like getting the right size. Not wanting to look too, too big in an unflattering way. He's kind of, what he's saying to me is, I gotta show off my muscles. Not that he was ridiculously vain. I mean, he might have been, but it's just like getting pride in appearance as much as he could. You know, if he wasn't dripped in Gucci or something, then at least whatever he had, he made look good. And he was handsome, right? He's like, but it doesn't feel like he's saying that in a conceited way. It just feels like facts. That's a good looking fella. He's like hands on his chin. Like smoothing, like like you would admire someone's face with like, look at my face, and they're touching their chin and lifting it up. Yeah, it's, oh my goodness, I hope you can pick up what I'm putting down here. He's talking about drinking. He's got a can in his hand, and I can hear the liquid sloshing around. It's too much, too much, too much substances that it need to. Like an acknowledgement that that wasn't what was best or right for him, his body, and at his age, he's going at his age, my age, I deserve better. Like he's kind of looking in retrospect, and going in hindsight, like I should have known better, taken better care of myself. He's kind of saying like there was nothing wrong with his body, you know, the way it was made. Like he's kind of giving me this energy of he had a good start in life, like say physically, like, you know, as in he wasn't born with an obvious handicap, or he wasn't missing anything, missing any limbs. I guess what he's trying to really get through here is that there was no reason for him to abuse his body the way he did with substances, I'm talking about. Even if he took care of it in other ways, you know, when it came to looks or fitness. And I do feel like he was fit. I do feel like there were sports there. We'll come back to that, but I guess what he's saying is like, stupid, why did I do that to myself, to my body? He's talking about a promising future in sports. Like even if some people looked at his level of sports, like his grade, as small time, to others it was big time. Like to others it was a big deal, like maybe his mum. And to him, but to others would look at it and probably diminish it. But you know, he's talking about making something of himself, making something, and maybe something that some of his mates just didn't have that drive or opportunity. Because he's making me feel like he's different from some of his mates, not all of them. Like I feel like he made mates through his sports. But then also he's got mates from, like, I've heard hangers-on from before that, or from childhood, or maybe family, friends of friends or something. There's a juxtaposition between the two different types of people hanging out with him. It's like sports friends who are, like, going somewhere, and then friends who are, like, maybe holding somebody back, themselves back, him back, trying to. He's saying he got the blame for a few things after his disappearance that maybe wasn't entirely his responsibility. Like some of the things that were said about him that he was planning on doing or that he did, like a lot of it was right, but some of it was wrong. That's what I feel. He's saying that the history is written by the victors. So I guess what he's saying here is they're the only ones left to tell the tale, so they can tell whichever tale they want. And I'm not saying that they were completely fabricating things. I do feel a fair bit of deviousness, if that's a word, around one particular spokesperson from the group. But what that is, we'll probably look into it a bit after. It just is, there are some embellishments to the story, to his story, to his decisions, to his life. He's talking about wanting to be there or should have been there to tell it himself. It's like Jeremiah knows the truth. He knows the truth. And so if he was there, which he was in energy, in spirit, it's like, well, the truth lies with Jeremiah, which sounds obvious, I know, but okay. What else, Jeremiah? What happened to you? He's talking about his baby. He's like, first I want to talk about my baby, and he's got a big smile. It doesn't really feel like it's his biological child. It feels like a niece or a nephew that he was close to or wanted to be close to in a good way. It's someone he was tight with. If he had children, it could be his, but this baby that he's talking about makes me feel like it's someone he grew up with. Like, watch them grow. It does feel like not his child. So it feels like niece or nephew. I'm feeling niece, but could be either. He's just got a big beaming smile when he's talking about her. And he's like got his hands out, like, come to me. Whatever they called him, there was a name there. Uncle or something, but like something like that kid called him, or what he was referred to as, that is like, come to uncle, or come to whatever the term was. It's like, come to, you know, like unki or whatever the cultural term for uncle would be in his family, or it could be just uncle. Right, big wide open arms. Scooped her up. He's talking about how little and precious. I don't know if he liked putting his hat on her head or his head. It feels like a her. So I'm seeing a dress. Like he's taking his hat off and putting it on them, or like wearing their hat. It feels like his hat. He's talking about how little and precious and so delicate, like. Little hands on his hands, like up against his hands, measuring out the size, or like a little high five, maybe. That's what it looks like, a little high five. She's so tiny. And making me feel like he didn't give her enough of his time. As much as he wanted to. Maybe busy with training. Like I should have been there for her more. Perhaps he's talking about since the disappearance. Missing. He's making me feel like unfortunate. As he comes through about that, as he did with his mates, when I was saying he knows the truth, he's got his head hanging down and he's smoking something. Interesting that I say something, because it doesn't necessarily feel, it feels different to cigarettes. It could be, but the something is definitely something other than cigarettes that was there. It's like regular use, which is interesting logically given his training. So maybe he was only playing like a lower level of sports. Okay, I'm also getting something about, what did you say? No pigs. So I think everybody's aware that they went on a pig hunting trip, which is interesting because what he's saying to me is there's no pigs. I do believe there is some question as to the real purpose of the trip. So yeah, no pigs. What do you mean? Okay, I'm getting a lot of things. I'm just going to list them out and just see what comes up. So I'm getting that there was a really big group. There was quite a big group. A lot of guys. A lot of guys. No girls. No chicks. That's not what they were there for. It also kind of feels like there's some question about whether the pigs were what they were there for, if that was just a cover, because it really feels like that's not what they were there for. Or that was like an excuse, or the secondary. I remember this is all alleged. The secondary, like there was another reason, and it does make you question why these guys would risk getting caught crossing the border during when all that COVID shit went down, just for pigs. I'm sure there are pigs in New South Wales. So why? Why did you cross there? Why that place? Why that time? Why so many of you? Because what he's saying, what he's saying is, it's like so many people that it scare the pigs away. You know? Too many men, too many humans. Not good for hunting. I also get a sense that he might have been outnumbered when it came to a decision or when it came to something, to events. It's kind of feels like three or four of the other people are somewhat in agreement about something, and he's kind of on the outs. It's like, it's not that he feels uncomfortable around someone there. And again, this may not mean anything, but it's coming up. It's sort of like not that close with one or two people there. It's like that's his friend's friend, not his friend, or that's someone his friend knows, not like a distant acquaint like acquaintance, but not even that. Like someone who has to be there, but you don't really know them. Working. What is this? I'm getting fish out of water. Fish out of water. It's like this person looked at a different complexion. I heard complexion. It really does feel like everyone else. I mean, just go with me on this. If most of the people in the group had some form of indigenous genetics or complexion, then this person was like the complete and total opposite. If other people in the group were like slim and in shape, this guy was the opposite of that. So if they had dark skin, he had white skin. If they were in shape, he was not. If they had dark hair, he had lighter hair. It's like, what are you doing here, bruv? I heard. And that could be some question from the family. I'm also, it's really interesting because I usually use particular pens and markers during my readings. And I couldn't find them. They're somewhere, but I ended up using an old Sharpie. There was a feeling of old school here, and it's actually making my head hurt. The fumes from it are making me dizzy. I'm getting a headache. And there are no coincidences. And what it's actually making me think of is getting high. I don't do that. I actually never have. I swear to you, I never have. It's totally okay if you have, but I never have. So this is like, pardon me, from the best of my experience, you know, the fumes from the marker and the getting high in the head, my head is starting to hurt from it. Noxious. various noxious smell. Yeah. So getting high anyway, I think, is the point of that experience. I don't think there was one person in that group who was sober completely. Like, if there was someone who didn't touch the drugs, then they were drinking at least. I feel like all of them were partaking in something. And so it's making me logically go, okay, so who's watching out for everybody? Who's watching the dogs? Who's watching out for pigs? You know, like, who's watching each other? If everybody's off their face or on their way to being off their face. Jayo's making me feel like he is parched, like severely dehydrated. But I'm not sure if that would be a side effect from the drugs or alleged. Okay, maybe he was not on anything, but I really feel like he was. Or just from being out bush, you know. It's like forgetting that alcohol and drugs and all that can dehydrate someone even more. So they're at a higher risk of dehydration out in the bush, even more so than someone who's just out bush. Okay, Jay. So he wants to talk to his mum. Never left your side. Thank you for everything you've done for me. For trying so hard to put me on the right path, he's saying. Like you say, I tried. I tried sometimes, Mum. Or Ma or something like that. I didn't always fail you. I didn't always fail. Like, I was good sometimes, he's saying. You deserve better. Even though she clearly would say that he was, you know, even with his misgivings, was the best in her eyes. I feel like she had more than one kid. But so like J.O. always had a twinkle in his eye. Beautiful boy. He's just, even though it's like she might be, she might point out misgivings, but be quick to overlook them because it's a mother's love, right? But he's saying that, I feel like he's saying he was quite a rat bag, at least to her some of the time. Or, you know, he's saying, like, imagine if I had have been completely sober and just been present and been a good son and a good uncle, good brother. You know, if you had kids, father, or like someday. He's talking about girl trouble, like dealing with toxic girls or women. Like he didn't know how to pick them. Or like they picked him, you know? And they were just what was there at the time. Like, but there's one, feels like one more significant. Oh, like, of course, sorry. I have to say, if he wasn't dating women, then interchange the genders. But I feel like, you know, that's what I'm feeling. She's saying, I love you, Mum. He's saying, I'm sorry I quit. Sorry I quit. I wonder if he means, you know, sorry, I could quit trying. Or it's making me feel like someone who went on the straight and narrow occasionally as he was growing up, like as a teen or a young adult, was like getting his shit together, and then he just, like, that was too hard, so we just towed the line between responsible and irresponsible. And he's making me feel like he let his mom down a lot, even if she'd never admit it to him. I tried, he said. I heard. I tried to be a good one for you, Mum, but I just didn't have it in me. It was like trying so hard, so hard. I don't know if he was trying to quit, like, his addictions or substance use, go sober, or quit gambling, or quit getting in trouble, maybe fighting, or just being a rat bag, I heard. But it's like it took so much. He had to try so hard that it was easier just to give in sometimes. And he's like, believe me, he was well aware. He's saying, I was well aware of what I was doing and how, for lack of a better term, wrong it was, or like the wrong decisions. You know, he knew the minute he stuffed up, he knew. He's like, he wasn't one of these guys who didn't have that awareness. He had that awareness. And he's saying that kind of made it worse in a way, because it's like a bad boy with a conscience. You know, sometimes he's saying sometimes it's easier to be a bad boy without a conscience. You know, and I think that's why people, side note, are so drawn to psychopaths and, you know, in movies and documentaries, because I do think somehow, you know, some people do want that level of detachment. I certainly don't. I love being emotional. It helps me do what I do. But I can understand how someone who's going through quite a trauma or is quite struggling day to day would look at that and go, you know, they don't have to deal with this. So, and now he's talking about the morning of his disappearance, like the sun coming up, crisp air, humid already, possibly. I'm hearing nature sounds. He's making me shush for a second. So he can hear the birds. I can hear the birds. I can hear, you know, he's hearing the animals. Dogs are relaxed. I'm hearing more than one person moving around in the camp, so I feel like he didn't get up on his own. You know, like, you know, if he got up, then it was only, it doesn't feel like it was long, maybe 5 minutes before someone else unzipped their sleeping bag or tent or whatever they had. I hear a zipper, you know, emerging for the morning, like early morning. It doesn't feel like he was alone for long, like. But I do get the sense of people minding their own business, and it's quite possible that some people didn't even sleep, given their substance abuse. So he may not have slept, but I'm getting early morning, the dawn. Someone emptying out a cup of water, you know, like when you go camping, you tip out your cup of tea or a cup of water on the ground, like camping mugs. Camping cups. I feel like these guys had been camping a lot, or at least were. I mean, they had the stuff. They had everything that they needed. Except maybe like bodily supplies. I know that sounds freaking weird, but like carrying, you know, for example, all the water's on the truck, right? So if they get away from the truck, they don't have the water on them. They don't have like a belt with, you know, I'm thinking of army cadets. You know, we'd have that belt, that army belt, but you'd have a canteen, that's the word, canteen strapped to it, or like a camel pack, or, you know, on you, supplies on you. I feel like they had everything, all the gear in the trucks, in their, if they had a boat, it was in the boat, it was all there, but it didn't go as far as to be prepared if they were distanced from each other or from their gear. You know, like, well, they didn't have their shit when they went away from the trucks. I think that's clear, yeah. You know, they almost need a mum fit out, you know, all the sunscreen, all the water, all the electrolytes, all the snake bandages, all the first aid, a satellite phone on them. It's kind of like that. It's in a hat. They're talking about hats, like a proper bush hat, not a cap that's meant for cooler weather and sports. You know, They're talking about like proper bush hats to protect you from the sun and sunburn. And this guy doesn't feel like a newbie out in the bush. He feels like he knew what he was doing to an extent. Maybe the area might have been new or unfamiliar. That's possible. But I'm hearing like bush is bush. You know, like around them parts. He feels like unusually quiet to me, unless he was quiet. But, you know, it's not giving me the feeling of someone who's having a great time with his mates. That morning, it doesn't feel like he's like having the time of his life. I see him with his head down, being quiet. Not saying much. Maybe he's got something to say about one of the choices the group has made, or some of the group has made, but he's keeping his mouth shut about it. Not happy about it, but not saying anything. Or maybe it was just something that was said, but heck, he could have been tired. It just feels like he's ruminating, you know, stewing. Like everyone else was having a better time. And not all of them, you know, there's some. It's like three or four of them. Okay, anywhere from two to four of them were calling the shots in the group, or determining the vibe of the trip, or because I can see them palling it up. I can see them laughing, having a good time, even if it was fake, you know, keeping up appearances. And then I see the others in the group sort of being quiet around it, especially J.O. or Jeremiah. I see him walking away from the group later in the day. Like, he's showing me the sun coming up a bit higher, like when he walked away. I'm seeing someone in the group, possibly like curly, shorter hair, like a little bit long. Not down past the ears. Curly is here. I see them like eagle-eyeing him as he walks away. I think that somebody did see him leave from what I'm seeing. It's like they're aware of when he left. I mean, I know there's probably speculation that somebody caused the disappearance. But we, you know, we can't forget the fact that they were all, from what I've seen or felt, at least on some sort of substance for who knows how many days. It's like a mixed bag of functional, because I know it's sort of like some of them are functioning quite well for, you know, if someone else was to have the level of substances they were on, whether it's drink or drugs, they probably wouldn't be able to cope or function. So maybe these guys are quite frequent users, or heavier users. Yeah, and I feel like to look at the group, they don't, I'm hearing Motley Crue, they don't look like a good bunch of people. To some people, that's not my judgment, that's what I'm feeling. Like, they look like trouble. Like, these are the guys that get pulled over, these are the guys that, if they're loitering on a corner, what are you doing there, you know, suspicious, sus, you know. And I'm feeling like Jeremiah may have fit in some regards, but appearance wise he didn't really fit them. Like, he almost looked a little bit more respectable sometimes. And people might laugh at that because they've seen him do shit at parties or while he was drinking. And they're like, Jeremiah, respectable. But that's just what I'm feeling here. It's like, if you put a corporate shirt on him and he was at a gathering with his family and friends, like, he looked the part. Whereas the feeling I'm getting is that a lot of the guys in the group on that trip may not even be all his friends, by the way, but riffraff. They look like riffraff. He seems to take some pride in his appearance. Somewhat, you know? At least when he's somewhat sober. He's saying, if you've seen me like that, if you've seen him off his face or just not at his best, he's like, you know, please disregard that and see me for who I really am. Because he's just putting the drink down. He's putting, tipping his cup out. No more. Not drinking anymore. I'm better when I'm sober. And I should have seen that. And, like, think of him, the good that he brought to people and to the table. Please, he's asking nicely because he knows there were probably people who have seen him do things that were quite irrefutable. Is that the correct word? Less than above board, possibly. I may be wrong. Like, if he's got a record or something, or he disrespected somebody at a party, or, you know, well, he disrespected one of his ex-partners or treated them badly. It's like, you know, just see me for my potential, you know, the good at heart. He's saying it wasn't all bad. It wasn't all bad. So yes, back to, I'm seeing the guy with the curlyish hair, not tight curls, like looser curls, eagle-eyeing Jeremiah walking away. It may not be the moment that he literally walked away and never came back. But I just see him sitting down, looking at the back of Jeremiah, like watching him go. So I do feel like somebody saw him leave or knew why he left. But I'm hearing Jeremiah go, come on, why would I go and do that alone? Why would I go and do that particular thing alone? I'm not an idiot. In fact, he's saying he was smarter than most of them. And they didn't like that. He's not happy. He's just put his head down. Something's on his mind. And I certainly don't think that you're going to find, I mean, I could be wrong, but I certainly don't think you're going to find pictures of him on this trip being genuinely happy, like selfies of him having the best time with his mates. That wasn't the vibe here. The vibe is off. The vibe is way off. Like, and I think anyone who gets in the room with these guys that are in the group since the trip, they've got something to hide, but I don't necessarily know yet that it's had anything to do with his disappearance, but they're hiding, something was hidden, and you can tell just by looking at them that they're trying to look innocent, but it's they're really just a big wall to the truth, parts of the truth that they may not be disclosing. There may even be some question as to when he actually did go missing. Changing stories. That's not what she said. I'm hearing the police go, that's not what he said. I'm gonna get your story straight. He's just smiling at his niece again. My baby. Does he have a baby? He was too young yet, but it's possible. I'm also hearing, like, what was I doing mixed in with these people in hindsight? What was I doing there? Why was, you know? He's like, don't get me wrong, I'm not innocent in all this, but why did I choose that path? You know, I could have chosen a better path for his thing, for his family, for his mum. He could have just as easily, he's saying, chosen to, you know, learn at school, to study harder or to skill up. He said skill up in something. get a better trade. Is that you're saying he could have? He could have, but he didn't. He chose the easy way out. He's like, look where it got him. So, a bit of a lesson here. He's saying for the young fellas, not to do what he did. Pick good people to be around. Ditch the substances. Like, fuck them. They're not helping anybody. Do what's right by your mum and your family. Especially if you have kids, he's saying. Because I'm wondering whether his biological father, or that he was around some adults, not his mum, who were not consistent, who were inconsistent, or maybe had their own substance issues. Sorry, I'm sore because my back's really sore at the moment. That's interesting. You're saying about the dogs sensing trouble. Like the dogs knew before the humans. Something was afoot. As they always do. I know there were pig hunting dogs, but I almost feel this connection between the dogs and Jeremiah. Like he was really good with animals or pets or like, 'cause I can see them wanting to connect with him more. I know it sounds like a strange thing to say. I see him touching them, petting them, which is, I don't know, do the hunters do that with pig dogs? I didn't think so. Sorry, that's just a broken chair piece. Anyway. Okay. Talking about confusion. Swirling all around. Everybody's confused. Nobody knows who did it, if anyone did it. Nobody knows where he is. It's just like, just gone. But he's saying he didn't just vanish. He walked those steps and it took him time to get. Do you know what I mean? It's like he just disappeared on the outskirts of the campsite. He walked, you know? He's asking me to get a photo up of what he went. Oh, geez, the brightness. Okay. So for those of you who are wondering, when I am recording, I usually just have the recording software up and it's dark. And then I open Google to search something and it's really bright. And if I'm going to Google something, I will absolutely tell you. I'm trying to be very upfront about that. He's like, look at the photos from the trip. There's a real energy of dawn or early morning coming up here. During my river's trip. Okay. So what I'm doing is just flicking through Google images until I hit on something that he wants me to. Talk about. He loves his family. The females, the women in his family. Like the matriarchs. He has a lot of love. I must get this maybe dejected feeling. I mean, I may be wrong, but it's like, what am I doing on this trip? Okay. So if you type in Jeremiah Rivers trip, Google Images, go to Google Images, you'll see exactly what I'm seeing here. He's quite proud of his facial hair. Like he didn't like not having it. He liked having his facial hair. Okay. It made him feel like a man and not a boy. Is that, but Don't tell anybody. Okay. Oh. It's interesting that basketball was coming up before, because I think there's a Jeremiah Rivers basketball player. Okay. Guys, he's just so young. Like, he's not that much younger than I am, but well, actually, he's probably shit, how old am I? Yeah, no, he's 9 years. We went missing, 9 years younger, but he's, I mean, he's not that far off, but he just seems so young. Okay, skipping, skipping. What do you want me to see, Spirit? That river or creek where he near where he went missing, by the way, is not from what I can see from the photos, clear. You can see down, it's not clear, it's murky. Okay. I think you wanted me to get that photo of him. Okay. This one. He's talking about being quite skilled at. I can see him playing, I think it's AFL here. Rugby? I don't know, it's AFL. Being pretty skilled at it for what he was, like the team where he was. Family is so worried about him. I'm looking at a picture of two older females in his family holding up missing posters and articles. I can feel their concern and their, you know, eagerness to find him. I know this is probably not riveting, hearing me click through Google Photos. So I'm gonna finish this up pretty soon, but what do you want me to see? Okay, I've got a few photos here. Skimming past the article. Okay, so there's a photo of him. Oh, that's interesting. There's a photo of him walking away, and there's someone sitting down behind him watching him walk away. Interesting. Okay. I don't think that's the day he disappeared, from what I saw. There's a real energy here of like family versus the group of people. It's like the family are pushing against them, demanding answers. This doesn't add up. Like the family are smart. When I say family, I'm talking about these two elderly females as well. The people who are spearheading the search for him, these two that keep popping up in photos, they're not letting this go. They're not letting him go. And it's like a million questions. Okay, now I'm back to my. I'm off Google for a second. There are a million questions. What about this? Why this? Why didn't you go after him? Why didn't you? If that's the case, why didn't this? What about this? You said this last time. You know, the Inquisition, as it should be. They should be asking these questions. They're doing what they're supposed to do. They're, in fact, from what I feel, literally going out and looking for him. They're like, if the police aren't going to find him, if his friends aren't going to look for him properly, we'll go. And, you know, they're looking, or have been looking. Like, they're doing their part and advocating on Jeremiah's behalf, and he sees it, and he loves them, and he appreciates it. But it is making me feel like he's still so far away from them finding him, or, you know, getting answers. It feels so distant. He feels distant from them. Like they're in the wrong place. Almost maybe too that his family can't always be in the area looking for him. And I'm hearing his family go, he should be here. Like, we should have found him by now. I'm hearing them say, you know, if it was heat exhaustion or heat stroke or whatever else, dehydration, like, they said, we would have just found him under a tree or something. You know, this kind of talk that I'm hearing. Or they would have found him. Why haven't they found him? You know? But it's like disbelief. Something's up here. I don't believe they completely trust everybody in the group. And I think if you were to see photos of some of them, you would understand why. Not that we judge people by their looks here. It's an energetic feeling you get just from looking at them. Okay. So back to Google. Look at the photos. Yeah. He's talking about him being light-skinned for a dark guy. I know that sounds weird. It's something about him being lighter-skinned. And this is going to be a bit tricky to explain, but what I'm feeling is like the group, some members of the group pointing at the police like, they did this and they did this and they should have done, like putting all the blame on them. And then it may have been deserved, but then also the police having legitimate questions too, going, well, why did you wait so long? Why did you do this? What about this? This is weird. Your stories are weird. Not, you know, it's like the group's going, the police, this. And the police are like, legitimately have a point here, whether they fumbled the investigation or not. It's like, you know, it's I'm almost getting, or they're picking on us because we're, you know, we're Indigenous, or they're picking on us because we were, like, they don't believe it's because we were high, or we were, like discrimination in any form, whatever it might be. It could even be we're from New South Wales and they're from Queensland. You know, we're not supposed to be here on their land. But there's a feeling of, you know, the group, some members maybe, you know, discrimination, crying discrimination. The police didn't take it seriously. But then the police going, well, wait a minute. Can you answer these questions properly? Can you... And I feel like they're good questions. Okay, where's that photo? picture of his grandmother. Back to you guys. So, thank you for listening to me do nothing for 2 seconds there. Sorry guys. I go where I'm guided. Alright. I do feel that he was intoxicated or off his face, so to speak, the day of his disappearance. I mean... It's weird saying day of because I think he went missing quite early, like before lunch. It looks still bright out. It feels like morning. It doesn't feel like afternoon. I'm hearing things like off his face, off his tree, off his rocker. Shouldn't have been doing that. Stumbling, but I also get the feeling of like it's been done before, and a feeling of expecting your mates to watch your back, you know, like, you know, we look out for each other, so somewhat safe to be vulnerable around your good mate, you know, like we've done this how many times before. It's just switched to people outside of the group going, why didn't they say anything? Why didn't they? It just doesn't make sense that they wouldn't say anything. I mean, what I'm talking about is that he disappeared, like they wouldn't say something about his disappearance. It kind of tells you where their priorities were, doesn't it? Certainly weren't on their friend or acquaintance. I think there are a different couple of theories about what happened to him. He's showing me him stumbling and like kicking his shoes, one of his shoes off, and taking his shirt off. Like needing to cool down. I don't know if he was on some new stuff or the new guy in the group had given, someone introduced a different kind, or I heard different cut or something. I don't know drugs, which I'm pretty proud of. But certainly don't judge people who know them well or are on them. But I guess what I'm getting at is something about, you know, it's making me feel like on the movies where someone wants to just smoke marijuana and then someone puts angel dust or something in it. It's like laced with something, or it's a new type, or it's new something that feels like it's possible, or it's just a stronger kind. He feels hot. He feels overheated to me. I just gotta cool down. That's all he can think about. And it would have been hot, but it wasn't high noon yet, so it wasn't the hottest part of the day. If they're right about the time that he went missing. I feel like it was going up to lunchtime, mid-morning lunchtime. I mean, it's interesting. I still do see him in the creek. I do see him swimming. Or the whatever it was, creek, dam, body of water. Not a big body of water. But it's. I mean, it's possible that this could be a different day, but I'm just gonna go with it. Whether that was his intention or this is like one of the theories, but I'm seeing him swimming. Is there a theory that he was shot by the creek? This might be one of the theories that he went for a swim and then someone accosted him and shot him while he was in the creek. Because I could see somebody up on the riverbank or the creek bank or dam bank, whatever, pointing down at him, pointing a gun at him, and him being caught off guard. He's saying no. No, that's not what happened. I don't think the guns could even be used. He's like, the guns were useless. That's what I heard. So he's like, that eliminates that. He said if I was stabbed, it would have been blood. He's like tapping inside of his head. It's like, use your head or keep it simple. It almost feels more likely that people just let him walk away and then didn't realize how long he'd been gone. And then by that time, you know, because they were likely off their faces, that it was too late. I'm hearing like a toddler, like a toddler. Is that what happened, Jeremiah? Did you walk off? I personally believe that he has passed and merged with spirit. I could be wrong. But he's taken a seat when I was asking him, you know, have you perished? Are you in spirit? And he pulled out a seat and he sat down and he's just like getting comfy on the other side, you know, like they may find him alive. I don't believe so. Think they're gonna find him eventually. Someone not from the family is gonna stumble upon him, I believe, and it's going to be almost obvious, and then all the pieces are gonna fit together, and then everyone's gonna be looking at the group for reckless abandonment or like neglecting their friend. Like, how could you just let this happen, J.O.? This is the energy I'm getting, you know? Like whether somebody killed him in the group, which I personally don't think. I'm getting more reckless energy. Reckless abandonment just keeps popping into my head. I think, you know, it would be hard not to blame somebody like who was supposed to have his back and then didn't. It would be hard not to blame them in some way. It's my cat. Like the family, I'm saying. Hi, mate. I'm still here. I've just gone quiet, guys. I'm just thinking about Jeremiah, and I know this has been a long episode, but hopefully there's been something in here. I'm not quite done yet. You see him floating on top of the water, like relaxing, as much as he could relax in that state. But I'm getting overheating, and he's talking about his heart pumping, like steady, but then not. clarify that. Is it possible that he had a heart condition or that his heart gave out? Is that possible? I'm sure it's possible. And that he just... Hey, sorry, my cat's biting my toes. You know, that he never made it to the waterhole, possibly. Seeing him in this, like, milky... white colored water. But also, when your friends are high, don't let them go swimming, or like try to go swimming anyway. Never mind. Okay. I just asked him if he was taken, and he said, "What for? Why would anybody want to take me?" It's like, if I was a female, that might make some sense. And he's saying, yes, of course, you know, there are males who get trafficked, and for whatever reason, there are a million reasons why somebody might get taken. But he's sort of saying, well, why? Why that? It makes more sense that, you know, he made a mistake, or his friends made a mistake, you know? I also get this feeling of, like, machismo of his friends. Like, oh, he's a big fella, you know, he's a big boy, like, big guy. He's not gonna, like, I don't need to hold his hand to take him for a swim. But in reality, you know, you shouldn't let your friends go swimming on their own or go wandering off on their own, especially when they're high. But not that I'm blaming anybody. It's just a point I want to make. Okay. I just see him floating, and I see his heart stopping. And then, like, being carried away. But it almost petered out. It wasn't maybe like a sudden stopping. It was more like a slowly quieting. I mean, could be off base here, but it's just what I'm seeing. This could be another time, this could be another spirit, this, you know. Shouldn't have touched that stuff. It feels like a long while, like a long time before anybody realized he was gone. Really gone. It's hours. There's also a feeling of becoming one again with the earth, with country. He's saying that they're going to find him one day, but I would definitely say it's not someone who's closely related to him, a friend or someone who's just searching, or someone who's not even searching, it's just out doing something unrelated. White Australian, possibly. I would feel like they're going to start finding stuff of his before they find him. He's telling me water. I feel like he's in or around the water. If you hang in there with me, guys. He's saying rivers and river. Okay. What I'm looking for is... Someone's going, I'm hearing my head go, where are his shoes? His shoes are bright red. Where are his shoes? They should stick out like dog's balls, for lack of a better term, you know, in the outback. Like, where the fuck are they? I'm hearing somebody talking about that. wear his clothes. If he took his clothes off and went swimming, wouldn't we find them? But that does make me think about the Lindy Chamberlain case, where they didn't find her little piece of clothing until, like, the baby's piece of clothing for years and years later. Okay. Jeremiah Rivers. Wait, what was the name of the creek? Whippo. I'm trying to get pictures, like a map, Whippo Creek. There we go, this is it. It seems straightforward, but then there's also this feeling of he could be anywhere, you know? Because it is vast. It's vast. If you look up where he went missing. There's also lots of bodies of water. And possibly a feeling that he didn't go to the most direct spot. Like, people would be like, if he was going for a swim, he would have just gone here. But he's going, like, take logic out of it. You know, I wasn't being logical. But then again, maybe this was just a theory, you know? Let me just finish up here, if I can. I feel like he wasn't murdered. He's saying it was the drugs that killed him. Like, it was whatever he was taking that killed him. And he's saying, you know, if he was alive, where would I be? I would have gone home. I would have walked home. And he's saying they just let me go like that. They just let him go. Like, a friend wasn't really a friend as much as he thought. It's like, you're supposed to be my buddy, my pal. You know? Just let me go like that. I'm also wondering about the tide rising and falling in this body of water. You know, whether that had anything to do with covering up his tracks. He's just going stupid. Okay, is there anything you want to say, Jeremiah? He's talking about his family letting it go. Like, letting it go, and then it's often when you stop looking that things are found. It's like, until I'm found, live your life happily. And I can, you know, his grandma or mom, you know, saying, I can't live this life without you, kind of feeling. I'm still here. I don't know if his mom or grandma ever told him to stay away from certain people in that group, but he's like, you're right. You're right, they're idiots. Shouldn't have trusted my life with those people. I should have been home looking after you. Okay. Let's see, time frame. It feels like it's going to be years after he went missing that they find something. I'm also thinking the police have a fair idea of what happened. But it's like the discrepancies in the stories are us covering, but maybe not for the reason people think. You know, because they were doing drugs or whatever. You know, maybe they were there for an illicit reason. Maybe they were up to no good. Maybe they were breaking a million laws and are just covering their asses. And, you know, I just feel like his friend, who was supposed to be his friend, wasn't a very good friend on that day. Not looking out for his mate. if he didn't end up in the water, it's possible that he was going looking for a swim and didn't make it that far. But, you know, again, logic would prevail and say that he should have been found. Okay, guys. I'm going to leave it here. There may be a part two. We'll see. Thank you so much for listening. And check the description box for links to information on Jeremiah's case. My love. Bye-bye.